Once upon a time, once upon a rhyme, when fleas had knees and camels told truths, when I rocked my mother to sleep to and fro, while my father danced ho ho ho, from a tree a branch broke off and down a hill it rolled. A man picked up the branch, he did, and made a fishing rod. In a time, some time ago, there lived a fisherman. This fisherman's most prized possessions were his fishing rod and his boat. He would get in his boat and set out to sea to catch as much fish as he could to earn his living. One day, he was out at sea as always, when dark clouds began to gather in the sky. Then a storm broke out and capsized his boat. The waves threw him this way and that, as the fisherman just managed to hold on to his boat. But there was something missing. He had dropped his fishing rod in the sea, and now it was lost. The fisherman was very sad. How was he going to catch fish now? Just as he was thinking he had no choice but to return to shore, a beautiful mermaid popped out of the water. She held a golden fishing rod in her hands. She asked the fisherman, "Is this golden fishing rod yours?" The fisherman looked at the gleaming fishing rod. His own was not made of gold, but just simple wood.
"No," he said, "that isn't mine."
The mermaid dove back into the depths. This time she returned with a fishing rod decorated in pearls. "What about this one?" she asked. The fisherman shook his head and said,
"My old fishing rod was made of wood."
The mermaid dove back down. When she came back, she had his old fishing rod in her hands. "Was this what you lost?" she asked. The fisherman reached out in joy.
"Yes, that's the one."
The mermaid had two fishing rods in her hand, the fisherman's old wooden one and the gold one. "Here is the reward for your honesty," she said. "The Sultan of the Sea gifts you this fishing rod for telling the truth." The fisherman was overjoyed and accepted the gift. He returned back to shore, both happy and amazed at what had happened. He told the other fishermen about everything. Among them was one fisherman who was very competitive and also a little jealous. This fisherman grabbed his fishing rod and jumped in his boat, setting out to sea. He planned on finding himself a golden fishing rod of his own. There was neither storm nor rain, but he jumped into the water with a splash, taking his fishing rod with him. "Oh no, please help," he began shouting. "My fishing rod, what will I do without it?" As he yelled and screamed, he also looked around. His own fishing rod sunk to the bottom of the sea, and after a while, there was movement on the surface, just as the fisherman had been expecting. A beautiful mermaid emerged once more with a golden fishing rod in her hand. "Fisherman," she said, "I heard you lost your fishing rod. Is it this gold one you lost?"
"Yes," said the fisherman.
He reached out for the golden rod with a wide grin, but the mermaid did not give him the golden fishing rod. "You are a dishonest man. Your fishing rod was made of wood," she said, and dove deep into the sea, vanishing from sight. The fisherman could do nothing but stare. He got back in his boat and returned to shore. He didn't even get his old fishing rod back. He had lost his fishing rod, but had learned a valuable lesson. Honesty meant more than the most precious gold in the world.